Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas, Sora Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak. Today we're in Masechta Yadayim. We are in the second parak, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. And the Mishnah begins, Natalas Harishonim L'makom Echad. Let's say a person pours the first water on each hand, right? One on one hand, on the right, and one on the left, and then the water pools in one puddle. And then he turns the cup back again, and he pours the water a second time on his right, and a second time on his left, and he makes a separate puddle. So the first puddle has the first waters, and the second puddle has the second waters. And then a loaf of bread that happens to be truma falls into one of the puddles. So Allah Rishonim, if the loaf of bread fell into the puddle that had the waters from the first part, which means it has the tameh water, tameh, so the loaf also becomes tummy. Al Ashniyim Tor, if it fell into the second puddle, it's going to be Tor. Not also Rishon Ves Ashniyim L'makom Echad, but if he washed his hands into one sink, and now the puddle has got both the first and second waters, B'nafo Kikar Shel Truma, and the Kikar Shel Truma falls inside, a loaf of bread of Truma falls inside that double water, so tummy, it's going to become tummy. Not tell us Harishonim. What if he washed his hands? V'nimsal yado kisa motzror, and it turns out that he has a loose splinter or some sort of stone, something that didn't impede the flow of water, but it's got the water still there. Yadav tameos, his hands are still tummy. She'en amayim achronim etarim ela amayim shel gabei hayad. The second waters only get rid of the water that was on the surface of the hand, not the water that was on the surface of something else. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comes along and he says, "Koshim ibrias hamayim tahor." If you have certain bacteria and bugs that were inside that fall onto the hand together with the water, so that's going to not be a chatzitza. They come from the water, and so therefore it's not going to create a difficulty, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. But according to the Tanakama, no, those things are also impediments. It's only clear water. And so the halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in this situation. Hayadayim mitamos mitaros araperik. We say that the hands become tameh, and then, by the way, they lose their tumah only up until the wrist. Ketzad, how does that, what are we talking about here? So not all sarishonim araperik. What if a person washes his hands? Netilas yadayim. And the first waters that spill on his hands, that he spills on his hands, go up to the wrist. That's as far as he's supposed to go. Bez Hashniyim Chutz L'Perek. And he washes the second ones, and it goes all the way up his wrist towards his elbow. V'chazru Liyad. And now the second water, he lowers his hands, and so his arms, so the water that was all the way up his forearm goes down onto his hands. So Torah, the water is not going to make his hands a problem. Instead, it's going to be Torah. But not to us, Harishonim Bez Hashniyim Chutz L'Perek. But if he washed all the way up his forearm, and the water rolls back down onto his hands. So in that situation, Tameya, right? It's going to be tummy because the first waters with the tuma on it is going to have rolled right onto his hands. And in order to get rid of it, it has to have the water from the kli going directly onto it. Here, that's not what's going to happen. It's going to be the water that rolls back down the forearm, and that's going to be a problem. Natalas harishonim liyado achas. What happens if he washes netilas yadayim for one hand? Benimlach v'natalas hashniyim l'shneyadav. And then he washes the second set on both hands. So tameos, both hands are going to be tame because there is not a complete process going on over here. Natalas harishonim l'shneyadav. What if he washes the first waters on both hands? Benimlach v'natalas hashniyim liyado achas yadu tahora. But if he washes second one, pours water on only one of the hands, that hand's going to be tar, the other one's going to still be tame. But not liyado achas v'shivshava b'chaverta, the thing is, if he washes his hand, his one hand, his right hand, let's say, and then he rubs it against his left hand under the air dryer, forgetting that he did not do netila for the second hand, so tamei, that he's going to ruin that first hand, berosho b'kosol tor, but if he rubbed it against the wall, it's going to be okay. Notlin arba v'chamisha zebitzad ze ozel gabi ze. Right, four or five people can wash their hands side by side or one above the other. Ubavachi rafu sheavo by mamayim. He has to make sure. They have to make sure not to clench their fists very, very tightly. Right, we don't have to be concerned when the four or the five people. Maybe they made the water's tummy when they came one on top of the other, etc. Or maybe the water is not considered coming from a kli, or maybe they didn't get a revius. As long as the hands are not so tight that there would be a chatzitza, an impediment of the water coming through. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day, a good Shabbos, a Chodesh Tov, and a Chanukah Sameach.